Segment C includes the Sea Ranch Meadow, the Asherick Hedgerow Houses, Brigandine Hedgerow, Moonraker Recreation Center, and extends back to the edge of Black Point Prairie. From just beyond the Sea Ranch Trail Marker No. 1, the sign noting the beginning of the private Sea Ranch trails, you can see how these buildings of simple shape become houses that offer unique experiences. C1, please respect the owner's privacy by remaining on the designated trails. Set low in the land, their living room windows peer out across the tops of the grasses of the meadows and onto the sea. On the ocean side, bays project out to gather views that can come in closer to the body, while on the southern garden side, sliding doors gather sun into the spaces of the house, as they opened to nurtured and protected spaces outdoors. Of equal or even greater significance is the arrangement of houses within the meadow. The shape of the meadow they look out upon has come to be termed iconic Sea Ranch Meadow, as it was the arrangement that Halprin saw as the model for larger planning layouts to follow. Houses followed the hedgerows on either side, and the center was left to the grasses for all to enjoy. No houses were built along the ocean front of the meadow, where conventional wisdom would have placed highly coveted, quote, ocean front lots. Instead, all the houses have outlook across the meadow to the ocean and its sky, reflections, sunsets, and storms. We will view down this meadow to get a sense of what it promised. The Sea Ranch members, guests, and those accompanied by docents may proceed along the Sea Ranch Bluff Trail out into the meadow, passing between several of the hedgerow houses and the bluff. Past the upended log marker and near the first wooden plank bridge, stop a moment to pay attention to the stream below and trace its flow back toward the smallest of the hedgerow houses, which is also the one farthest out, since the approach to it crosses over that stream. This house, C2, was Joseph Escherich's own, and it is a marvel of quiet ingenuity. With only an 875-square-foot footprint, it has 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and living, cooking, and eating spaces, all skillfully arranged on several levels within its compact volume. From the meadow you can discern, by its brick flue, that the fireplace is placed on the meadow wall, and that the simple volume of the house rises up from that wall with a small segment protruding from the side, which tops a glass-enclosed entry just next to the point where the stream passes next to the house, and another small plank bridge forms the approach. To one side of the chimney, long windows barely skimming the tops of the grass reveal that its construction is set partly into the ground so that the rooms have a profound sense of being part of the meadow. Windows on the perpendicular wall are proportioned more like a picture as they look back across the face of neighboring houses to the silhouette of Black Point. On the lowest, south-facing side of the house, C3H, which you cannot see from the trail, there are sliding glass doors that open directly to a terrace at the side of the stream. The higher segments of the walls on the south have tall, narrow windows on their edges, so light can wash along the walls to illuminate the rooms. Over the entry porch are small, narrow slit windows at the corner, one vertical, one horizontal, the better to see framed glimpses of the sea, meadow, and sky from the sleeping loft above the kitchen. In their proportions, these windows prefigured the miniature vertical and horizontal panoramics so favored now by users of digital cameras. The Escherich house, like others in the row, is clad with wood shingles. Both walls and roof are here, while among others, some were covered by sod roofs, others in shingles. Some underlayment materials for sod roofs proved after a couple of decades to be unreliable, and those roofs were replaced in most cases by impervious materials. The wood shingle roofs were replaced more recently with composition shingles as required by subsequent Sonoma Fire Code rulings. But the variations in roof slope remain. Lower pitch for those that were sod, higher pitch for those that have been covered with wood shingles. These variations in slope cause the low roofs to rise above the meadow in shifting planes, akin to the irregular surfaces of the grassy meadow before them. Look now across the meadow to the house at the end of the opposite hedgerow. It was also designed by Joseph Escherich, his last, and his firm Escherich, Holmesy, Dodge, and Davis. He worked with the same vocabulary of forms and materials, here pitching the roofs back up toward the hedgerow that was already providing wind deflection. The volumes are angled slightly one from the others to adjust to the sight and views across the bluffs back to Black Point. These volumes, with some glass links between them, also form a courtyard that becomes an extension of the spaces inside. The house takes its place easily and naturally within the landscape, a claim hard to make for several of the houses farther along the Brigantine hedgerow, which forms the other side of the meadow. This house, and a few others I'll mention later, are oriented to the hedgerow, and so they become easily a part of a larger figure of buildings and landscape together. Members continuing on the bluff trail across the meadow first reach a stand of bluff cypress. There are many such bluff-top clusters of cypress along the coast, planted both to stabilize the cliffs and to offer intermittent wind shelter to hikers on the trail. Many, like this one, form tunnels of tangled branches that are quite amazing and a rich source of habitat. To the right, just as the trail passes into the bluff cypress, is a closer view of the house, C4, we described before, edging a few back up Sea Ranch Meadow to the slopes and forest beyond. Proceeding on through the cypress, past Brigantine Hedgerow, out beyond the two houses nearby, members may see the next meadows, C5. The nearest has lines of houses following the hedgerow on the far side, one aberrant cluster in the center, and a strong path of willows and riparian foliage reaching down through the meadow from the forested slopes above. Out on the point of the next meadow beyond is one of the very few houses at the Sea Ranch that are set out beyond the coastal bluff trail. This one stands in pyramidal form, settling down on a promontory of its own. When it was first built in 1968, it was more like the indented landforms of the coast, with a large open deck facing south, and wrapped against strong winds by the enclosed rooms around it. The deck was later itself enclosed with walls and roof of glass that diminished the particularity of the place, although perhaps offering more predictable comforts. The original house was designed in 1968 by Gerald McHugh, then a colleague on the faculty at Berkeley. Behind you, on the north face of the Brigantine Hedgerow, is the latest house that I have designed, C6, completed in 2014 and aligned with the hedgerow. Moving back to the Brigantine Reach Hedgerow, trail marker 3, proceed up the path between the tall Monterey cypress trunks, photo C7. This is one of the few signature hedgerows that have a Sea Ranch trail running up through the line of trees, a very special experience of being between these very tall columns as you move up the trail. You will note that to the south of the path there is a large open space between these trees and the road, and that it has rows of young saplings paralleling the old rows of trees. These were planted in 2013 as part of a program of renewing the signature hedgerows as they near the end of their natural life. In time, they will grow to a height that can replace the original trees. Over time, as they age further and decline, the elder trees will be removed. This program of rehabilitation and work in the meadow and forest called for in the Fuels Management Plan are two of the most significant programs of landscape maintenance continually managed by the Sea Ranch Association. The hedgerow trail encounters two small roads which cross through the trees to provide access for clusters of houses facing the northern meadow. At Sea Ranch Trail Marker 3A, turn in to Bowsprit Close. From here you can now see the willow riparian beyond and the spaces nearby formed by secondary cypress growth, as well as the house noted earlier that I've designed, photo C8, with two wings of rooms forming an enclosure made with the trees. A many-windowed tower at their intersection gathers sun into the heart of the house at all times of day, and solar panels on the roof provide electricity. Continue up the trail to its end or move out along Brigantine Reach to the intersection with Moonraker Road. Here you will see, to the north, the Moonraker Recreation Center. C9. Or, actually, you won't see much of it. Only some earth berms or mounds, some parking, a bike rack, and picnic table, and some ill-considered fences that unfortunately obscure the relation of the berms to the adjoining landscape. If you look closely, you will see a small piece of building rising behind the mounds and a window showing a white wall with a red arrow pointing to the sun. You won't see more because the swimming pool and tennis courts are recessed behind the earth berms so that they will become integrated with the land rather than set upon it. It's another early MLTW work, collaborating with Larry Halpern as landscape architect. The berms of earth form two rectangular enclosures that enfold the small swimming pool and the tennis court, out of sight and protected from the wind. More accurately, the pool is surrounded on three sides by berms and on the fourth, windiest side, by a high wooden wall. See photograph C10H. The wall runs straight across the opening, intersecting with the land. The entrance to this complex, for Sea Ranch Association members and their guests, is on the north side, through a wooden sliding door, painted black with white diagonals and frame. It's another passage into a transformed world, usually the lapping sounds of swimmers immersed in a sparkling pool, or the prospect of sunbathing within a quiet, wind-free space surrounded by banks of grass. The tall redwood wall through which you've come has wood-clad buttresses, originally painted black and white, and sheds projecting from its surface, roofed with corrugated plastic. which housed the men's and women's changing rooms. That previously mentioned red arrow showing on the wall through the one window, high so as not to display the changing taking place inside, is a glimmer of what happens inside, in a further transformation. CC11. Inside is primarily white, not surprising, and bright, which is surprising given the absence of windows, but of course there are the translucent roofs above, and boldly colorful. Yes, boldly. Red walls with white circles, white walls with wide blue stripes and rose stripes, a spot of sun yellow ceiling. What is most surprising, though, is the way these shapes and colors are deployed. They make this tiny space expansive, with half circles matching to a line across spaces, and forms thrusting and moving along the walls. These were the work of Barbara Stauffacher Solomon, the graphic designer of the Sea Ranch logo. She, Charles Moore, and Bill Turnbull have invested this little building with extraordinary ingenuity and energy. These graphics were also widely noted and published as supergraphics, a term that came into extensive use in the 70s. Books that have been published on the genre credit this as the place where it began. Return on Moonraker Road to a position across from the marker for Captain's Close. Note first the view down across the open Sea Ranch meadow to the ocean, and the houses ranged along its edges. C12. This is the outlook retained by the Sea Ranch meadow layout, and it requires continuing care to keep it from filling in with brush or being blocked by trees. The second house to the right, C13, is a slightly remodeled Binker Barn house, built in the early 70s, by Matthew Sylvia, the builder for all the original buildings, including Condominium 1, the Lodge, the Hedgerow Houses, Moonraker Recreation, and barns and utility buildings built by Oceanic Properties. This house was designed by Bill Turnbull of MLTW Moore Turnbull. It is a good example of this house type, which reaches back to vernacular forms and uses the barn-like structure to remarkably good effect. Note that the pitch of the gable roof is steeper than on many others, and more in keeping with traditional forms. It gives a sharp discipline to the shape, and the bay windows and shed roof extensions that happen around all sides of the house to capture outlook, provide porches, extra rooms or storage, always connect the central recognizable barn form back to the ground in ways that are particular to its site. There were 17 of these, quote, Binker barns, named after the realtor Snap Binker with whom Matt Sylvia partnered in their development, built on the Sea Ranch, and they always stand in place on their sites nicely. The fourth house down the row, photo C14, is one that was designed by Obie Bowman, another of the early architects of the Sea Ranch. Bowman was first noted as the architect for the walk-in cabins of 1972, farther up the coast and in the forest. They are wonderful small volumes set among the trees with cars and parking places left on the hillside. No paving, cars, or parking places are present among the cluster of small houses. This house, also from the late 70s, sits nicely along the hedgerow, helping to form the edge of Sea Ranch Meadow. Solar panels have been added, yet the big roof and large windows and deck speak clearly of its special place at the Sea Ranch, along the side of an open meadow capturing the southern sun, both indoors and out, oriented to parallel the hedgerow behind. Looking back up the meadow toward the forested hills, this is a good place to see where the forest comes down towards the meadow, photo C15. Highway 1, at this point, passes between the hillside forest and groups of trees that were either planted by Oceanic or took their place across the road by natural succession, most vigorously along streams descending through and into the meadows. Houses here either follow the slope of the land in consistent ways that are both logical and purposeful, usually paralleling the slope, or are clustered within trees that occupy the upper reaches of the meadows. The largest of these, best viewed from farther along Moonraker Road as it heads towards the intersection with Black Point Reach, C16, was also designed by Joseph Eschrick and Associates, initially as a residence office accessed off Highway 1. It has served at various points as a doctor's office, the general manager's office, and residence, and as a private home. Its large, long roof sloping up towards the hill sits well in the landscape still, and set the theme for houses in this section. Continue along Moonraker Road to the area around the intersection with Black Point Reach. It is possible to gain a glimpse of the amount of engineering and drainage control with trenches and culverts near paved and graded roads that has been necessary to make these areas suitable and to maintain their effectiveness even while retaining a commitment to minimum disturbance of the natural conditions. Photo C17. Turning and looking down Black Point Reach, which runs parallel to the signature Black Point hedgerow planted early in the 20th century, you can appreciate the linear geometry which the hedgerow generated for this area and the houses that backed up to it. This is the end of Segment C, and the gate marks the edge of the Sea Ranch Lodge property, where Segment D begins.